Teachers in Kentucky and Oklahoma are rallying at their state capitals today. In Kentucky, they're protesting in Frankfort as lawmakers consider a new budget deal. And the teachers were there protesting on Friday, too, after a plan to overhaul the pension system was rushed through the legislature. Joining us now is Rylan Barton. He's state capitol reporter for the Kentucky Public Radio Network. And Rylan, what's the scene at the capitol today? How many teachers have turned out?
There are thousands of teachers here. This week is spring break for most Kentucky schools, and the handful of schools that were still open decided to close as well in anticipation of all these teachers descending on Frankfort today, partly in reaction to this overhaul of the pension system that lawmakers passed really quickly last week.
Yeah, so tell us more what's at stake. As you say, there's this pension system that teachers are concerned about, but they're also at the Capitol because lawmakers have to pass a new budget today. Are those two issues related?
Yeah, they're partly related. Kentucky has one of the worst funded pension systems in the nation. And so to try and address that, the Republican-led legislature passed this bill that tweaks benefits mostly for current employees. So one of the big things that teachers are upset with is that future teachers would no longer receive a conventional pension. They'd be moved into what's called a cash balance retirement plan. It also tweaks benefits to current teachers. It changes how they can use sick time to qualify for retirement or to get better retirement benefits. Also, lawmakers have to pass a new state budget. This is the last day they can do that in order to pass a bill and still be able to have a chance to override any vetoes the governor makes to it. They just revealed a new budget this morning, and they also revealed this new tax reform plan at the last minute that nobody really knows much about so far. So we're kind of sifting through all the details at the moment.
Will the changes that the lawmakers want to make to this pension system actually help get the state out of that huge hole it's in?
Actually, so one of the estimates is that these changes would save the state about $300 million over the next 30 years.
Wow.
So that's about $10 million a year.
Dropping the bucket.
Meanwhile, the state's pension debt is about $41 billion over the next 30 years. So it's really a small amount compared to the overall pension debt.
How much are these teachers looking towards other states? You know, there have been rallies in Arizona. There's a rally in Oklahoma today. We know that in West Virginia, they went on a 9-day strike for a 5% pay raise, and they were successful. Are Kentucky teachers emboldened by this national conversation happening right now?
I think certainly the West Virginia, quasi-strike emboldened some teachers here. But, you know, teachers have really been rallying around this issue here for a while now. And on this big final budget day, I think teachers saw an opportunity to show their force.
You mentioned many schools are on spring break this week. How are parents and kids responding to this? Are they unified with their teachers, or would they like to see them back in the classroom?
I think a lot of parents and students are. Certainly at these rallies, you see a lot of people besides teachers kind of showing some solidarity. And last week, you saw a lot of support when teachers took in mass a bunch of sick days on Friday after the pension changes were first made. But otherwise, it's a pretty teacher-led effort. And so far, this is one of the biggest rallies we've seen here in Frankfort in at least a decade or two, possibly.
Hmm. Rylan Barton is a state capitol reporter for the Kentucky Public Radio Network at the state capitol there in Frankfort. Rylan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.